Sir, Mr. Haldeman for you?
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Then, of course, I hadn't heard that she says, wasn't it really terrible about what those demonstrators did at the platform? And I said, no. She said, well, they went out and vomited into the shrubbery. Did you hear about that?
No, the demonstrators did?
Yeah, there were about 10 of them couldn't get into the Rules Committee meeting, and when they didn't, they went out and vomited into the shrubbery.
How did they do that?
Well, you know, you can vomit, you know, swallow something. Jackasses.
Jesus, that's incredible.
That's good. It is unbelievable. That's unbelievable. That's all right. I told Julie, I said, doesn't hurt us a bit. Doesn't hurt us a bit. Just put McGovern buttons on. Well, that operation is on, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do, and it is.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Very definitely.
A lot of McGovern buttons on these clowns.
I just hope it's being done subtly enough, but it's on.
That's right. Well, it should be. It doesn't be too damn subtle.
Yeah.
Just have them out there handing them out.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Well, on another thing first, he said that Tom Johnson is planning to leave Lyndon Johnson and wants to come back to Washington, is interested in a government post. And
give him one.
I told John we of course would. We'd be delighted to have
him. He's a first-class man.
And that
starts us with that'd be a very good example of our open-door policy, Bob.
Well, John may want to keep him in his organization until after the election.
Well, he can make an absolute strict commitment.
I told him that.
Fine.
I said there was no question. He's exactly the kind of man we want to bring in.
Good.
So there'd be no question. On the Vietnam thing, he said that he feels that somebody at this point should spell this thing out. The tying, the bringing together of McGovern's screw-up, Salinger, Shriver, Ramsey Clark.
Sort of a respect there. Now you're talking. In other words, a white paper on it.
Well, that's sort of the way I laid it out to him.
Right.
That we have all these
also
things.
Going back to his earlier screw-up.
Right.
And the interference in foreign policy. And start with the Truman quote.
Right.
I would start with the Truman quote, and I'd say, then I'd start with the Truman quote, if I could suggest. And second, the Nixon quote in 68, where I said I would, and it's in my acceptance speech, you know.
Yep.
We will say nothing that might undercut the peace prospects. And in all of his travels abroad, he never said a word, and other Republicans did. Now, here is the conduct of McGovern in this much, and with negotiations very active, they're doing this. Here is the record, and just low-key it, and no rhetoric. No charge of unpatriotic thing, but just say, God damn it, this is just wrong.
Okay, now, his view is that at this point, this should not be the president.
Oh,
it should not
no.
be Rogers. It should not be the vice president. Now, I didn't give these names. He cited these. He said it should be done without characterizing McGovern and without attacking him for it at this point. It should not be mean.
Right.
And he said maybe it should be Jerry Ford, or maybe it should be one of your people on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He said it definitely should not be Reagan.
Oh, no.
Or anybody that people would expect to do it.
Pardon
he said
right.
maybe Margaret Smith or George Aiken or somebody like that. But he said it should be done with sadness and resignation.
Yeah.
All right, how about Aiken? And just say it's just unbelievable that this man would do this.
Yeah.
And his point is...
Now, I tell you, Margaret Smith wouldn't be bad. You know, her declaration of confidence, conscience kind of thing.
Yeah. His point is that we should set up the target now, but not hit it.
Yeah. Good.
He said, what you need now is to bring it into focus.
Yeah.
Set up the target, pull all these strings together.
Yeah.
But don't hit it hard. Just have it there so you can hit it later. And he said, the thing you got to realize is the war is not hurting you. It's helping.
He doesn't think so, but we don't know.
Well, he feels very strongly that way. And he says, look at
Even
it this
now,
way. If you didn't have the war...
It'd be meat prices.
Then you wouldn't... That's right.
That's my point.
And you wouldn't have the opposition screwing up. You wouldn't have Ramsey Clark screwing up and Sergeant Shriver and all that. And he said, we want to keep the issue focused on Vietnam. It's to our benefit because we're working for peace there and they're screwing things up there. And he said, the way to do it...
On the other hand, it does point up our failure. That is, in which I
raised that. He said, I don't
admit an acceptance speech.
I hit that hard.
I was going to say, I'm disappointed. I'm just sorry, but we're doing our best.
He says that's no problem because you are getting somewhere, and all the polls say that you're doing. You know
well, that has been. We don't know what they.
one of your strengths. That's right.
And don't pull it anymore. There's no reason to anymore.
Well, the pollsters will pull it. We can't stop them.
I mean, we don't need to bother going into that excruciating issue thing now. I mean, about the thing we really need to keep up on are some of the more local issues. Yeah.
He says that probably you should try to do it at the convention, along the lines he's talking about, rather than waiting till afterwards. Then he said maybe one of your good governors ought to do it. But he said
no, they don't understand it.
Well, if they read the speech? If you get a guy who can read the speech, it doesn't matter whether he understands it.
Well, why don't you? How about him, Rocky, do it?
No,
he's going to introduce me.
Yeah, he can't do it.
I mean, nominate. How about, frankly, Margaret Smith sounds awfully good if she would do it. And or you could check around to see on the foreign relations or.
Well, he then said he raised another point. He said maybe he should do it at the VFW on Monday.
Well, that I'd like.
Rather than at the Republican convention.
Yeah, I think that would be good. And then but we should write it for him so as to keep the rhetoric down, you know.
Yeah. Well, we would, and he understands.
Well, I think that's the best. I really do. If he bid on that at all,
I was about to lob it out, and then I decided.
He bet on that at all.
I decided I wouldn't say anything.
Just say that
I back.
You can say I don't feel, frankly, that it ought to be done in a partisan format to begin with. And second, that I believe it could better come from a Democrat. And third, that I think it would really be a very great. Ship, they'll expect him to make sort of a slashing thing, but he could put it in terms of more in sorrow than in anger along the lines, and he said, I just want to talk about bipartisanship in foreign policy without indicating why he's for Nixon, and then, you know, the usual lines, if, God damn it, there's somebody over there that's going to read one of my veteran speeches one day and then write it with that tone, you know, that, you know what I mean, that, the VFW is mostly Democratic, and then he quotes Truman, and then he quotes that. And then he says, here's what's happening, and here's what the war. And he says, I think that's wrong. Now, I think he's by far the best person to do it, by far the best. And also, I like the idea of his getting involved in foreign policy for other reasons.
Well, I had concluded he was the best one to do it, but decided I better not raise it with him in the first conversation, that I'd wait and call him back.
I think it's great.
Then he raised it himself.
But ask him if he wants to tell him that they've done this. Who's doing it? Haig is working on the thing.
Yeah, well, I'm going to call them now and see what we've got. I'm not sure what they're all cranked up, but I don't know what they've got.
Haig can get the facts, but then on the speech writing, let's see, who's the one here that could do that?
Well, Bakshian's the one that worked on his speech.
On Connolly's?
Yeah.
Well, let him work on this.
And
Bakshian understands this, the rhetoric.
Yeah.
And we'll can read back on mine and note the changes I made to take all the partisanship out.
Yeah.
But I think Connolly's by far the best. Let's have bipartisanship for peace. Let's don't play politics with peace. That should be the title of his speech. Let's don't play partisan politics with peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then pointing out, congratulating the VFW first. Most of whom they're Democrats. They support Republicans or Democrats. They support America. And then they come on, now let's look at this problem, Vietnam. It's a terribly excruciating problem. And then, God damn it, he can bring the changes.
Yeah.
I think that's the best one.
All right. Let me see
what we can call
that together. Now, the other thought they had was that because of the current nature of this, that Ron should hit McGovern. I don't think he should.
No. Ron should, says, I'm just not going to comment. No, I want to keep Ron. I want to keep the White House out of this now.
Right. Good.
I want to keep Ron and all of Klein. Klein, stay out of it too. Tell the White House spokesman, they stay out of this damn thing.
See? Okay.
Yep. It's just too close to us.
Yep. Okay.
I think particularly since it's being hit anyway. I mean, it's just cheap.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I don't think we need it in a press conference kind of context. And they're
going to elevate it to the, say, president attacks.
Well, our White House lashes out at McGovern.
The only thing I would suggest that just looking at it's more than a little lie stuff. I just wouldn't let him get away with that Hitler stuff. I think that's so vicious that...
McGregor did a good job on that yesterday.
Okay.
And got a ride on it, and Chuck's got a bunch of people hitting that.
That's good.
We'll stay on that one.
I feel that
But I don't think you want Ron doing that either.
I don't want Ron to say a word.
Right.
But what I mean is, the purpose of this is defensive.
Right.
The purpose of this is that they're charging Low Road.
Right.
I want the charge and the words used that it's a dirty Low Road campaign, a campaign of slander, lies, and vilification.
Severide hit him on that last night, as a matter of fact.
About the Hitler thing?
Yeah. On the basis that he said we expected McGovern to conduct a high-level moral campaign, and he hasn't.
But you just say, this has been, I want this, I mean the idea, the Low Road. Let Dole say that, too.
Yeah.
Dole can say it. Tell them all to start hitting McGovern on a Low Road campaign. Well, figure a better word, a campaign of smear and fear.
Slander, smear, and fear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No. I haven't heard from Ron, so I assume he didn't do anything about that pitch.
I haven't talked to him yet.
I understand. I understand. There are many more important, but I just, more important for the moment, but long term, I just want to be sure that
No, he will. He's, because he's...
The guardian is to be put on her so she doesn't get at anybody again.
Right.
And the other thing is that she's, and that CBS is to be screwed on, with
yep.
regard to the Hemi.
Got that.
And second, reward Barbara Wallace and Virginia Sherwood if
right.
they are there.
Right.
With special interviews. And
right.
I don't give one.
Get them up and nothing to CBS, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's the way I'd do it. I'd be very obvious.